Life Audio.
Many people have access to God's Word, but they never open it and never get around to reading the treasures it contains. Well, today we have the opportunity to take full advantage of our access to the Bible by reading it together and praying through the teaching we find in it. I'm excited to dig in, just as I am every day, but before we do, let's pause for a very quick message from our sponsors, and then we'll read God's Word together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by Acts chapter 20, verse 24, which says, "But I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God." What's the hardest thing the Lord ever asked you to do? Is there something He's been impressing upon your heart to consider during this season of your life? When you look back upon your life someday, are you going to be pleased with how you chose to invest it? It can be tempting to try to hold on to our lives too carefully, in the sense that we can become adept at primarily playing it safe, walking by sight, and rarely taking any risks that force us to step out on faith. But that's not Christ's desire for us. The Lord has granted to each of us a ministry. In our various mission fields, we have been called to represent Him as His ambassadors. We have been equipped to testify to the truth of His gospel. We have been empowered to communicate the hope of salvation into the dark and unreached places in our neighborhoods, communities, and extended families. Don't waste the life the Lord has blessed you with. Don't be so overly cautious that you miss the blessing of walking by faith. We're only here for a short time. Use this time to share Jesus with those who need Him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your Word, and we thank You for the privilege that it is to be able to read this portion of Scripture today and to think about the implications of it. Lord, we're grateful for the ministry that You've entrusted to us. You've communicated the gospel to us, and You've enabled us to respond to it. But You've also equipped us to share it with others and model it for them as well. Lord, we know that it can be very tempting for us to go through life playing it safe. So often we just try to walk by sight and stick to what's familiar and not really stretch ourselves in any meaningful way. But then we look at a portion of Scripture like we just read from Acts chapter 20, and we see the example that we're given through the words of the Apostle Paul. And Lord, I'm grateful for this reminder that when Paul looked at his life, he didn't look at his life to be something that he selfishly held on to because he was consumed with worldly ambitions. Rather, he realized that the life that You had blessed him with was a life that was a stewardship, and he wanted to finish the course that You gave him and remain faithful to the ministry that You had entrusted to him. And Lord, sometimes when we look at that, we applaud Paul, but forget that You've entrusted a ministry to us as well. Every one of us who are Your children through faith in Your Son Jesus Christ have been equipped and entrusted with a ministry. So, Father, we pray that we'd be faithful to the task that You've given to us, that we would walk by faith, and that we would do what You've empowered us to do. that we would communicate your word, that we would teach your gospel, and that we would take the risk to tell others about your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we know that our time here on this earth is brief, and by your grace we pray that we would use it in such a way that what we commit to here and now would be something that would have eternal consequences, eternal ramifications, eternal benefit, and that in no way would we waste the time you've entrusted to us. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing of being reminded of these things today as we've looked at your word together. And we commit this day to your care and pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank you for loving and caring for me.
With Christian Prayer Meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian Prayer Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.